this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An Azerbaijani jetliner that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 people, may have been a victim of the war in Ukraine, specifically Russian anti-aircraft fire. That's the conclusion of aviation experts, U.S. Air Force investigator Alan Deal, among them.
Extensive shrapnel damage, the physical evidence there at the Kazakhstan airport strongly suggests that this aircraft was hit by some kind of anti-aircraft weapon.
The aircraft was bound for the Russian city of Grozny when it crashed, triggering speculation that Russian anti-aircraft fire brought down the plane. A couple of top Canadian cabinet ministers are in Palm Beach for talks with members of the incoming Trump administration. The meetings, focusing on border security and trade, follow Mr. Trump's threat to slap tariffs on all Canadian products unless there's action on those issues. After enduring several days of Houthi missile attacks, Israel has had enough. It is striking back.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the Israeli Air Force had struck Houthi targets in Yemen. A little while ago, the Air Force attacked targets of the Houthi terrorist organization in Yemen, both on the coastline and in Sana'a. We are determined to root out this terrorist arm of Iran's axis of evil. We will persist in this until we complete the job. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas under severe weather watches this morning. Severe thunderstorms are firing up, spawning high winds, hail, possibly tornadoes. Over the past 24 hours, there have been numerous flight delays as well as flight cancellations at airports in Dallas and Houston. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 140 points. NASDAQ futures off 97. The S&P futures 24 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right. Okay, every new year we all spend a few days seriously thinking about what we can do to improve our lives. Usually it revolves around better health, right? I want to strongly encourage you to do what I do. Take responsibility for your health by taking Balance of Nature's whole food ingredient supplements. Seriously, they're packed with 31 varieties of fruits and vegetable ingredients, from tomatoes to sweet potatoes and just about everything in between. This is a resolution you can truly keep all year long, like I do. This is your last time to put it off, because today you can become a preferred customer at Balance of Nature. Use my discount code MikeG to get 35% off, free shipping, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. This is an unbelievable limited New Year's promotion. You got to use the discount code MikeG. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Use the discount code MikeG or order online at balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code MikeG to get 35% off, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Balanceofnature.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor wreck on I-95 southbound in Howard County. They're on the shoulder at Route 32, so it's not going to be a big problem. I just looked at it again. Been there about a half an hour, way off to the side, and traffic is light through the area. Everybody else is doing fine. All the major interstates, the tunnels, all clear. The big story locally in the city, 3-alarm fire overnight. Equipment is still there. They're staging in and around 38th Street, Greenmount Avenue, Old York Road in that area. Is any local traffic there around Greenmount and 39th? Heads up, you'll have a local detour in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soak up the sunshine today. We are soaking up wet weather over the weekend. Partly cloudy at 45 today. Rain off and on tomorrow, 50 the high. Sunday, more clouds, more showers. 62 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Maryland man is facing charges after disrupting two church services on Christmas Eve. St. Mary's County's deputies arrested 34-year-old Thomas Von Getz yesterday. Investigators say Von Getz entered the Holy Angels Catholic Church Tuesday evening, interrupting Mass and throwing tangerines at a member of the congregation. He later went to the midnight Mass at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church and poured whiskey into the holy water while threatening members of that congregation. investigation. He's being held on multiple charges, including assault and disorderly conduct. A Pennsylvania man is dead after a crash in Anne Arundel County. Authorities say 53-year-old Frank Howard died when his vehicle went off the road and hit a tree in Curtis Bay early Thursday morning. That crash is under investigation. And Maryland's one of the cheapest states to fill a gas tank on the East Coast. At last check, the average price for regular is $2.90 throughout the Old Line State. Julie Ryder, WCBM News.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Lepo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome to the Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America and guest host on WCBM. If you're interested in the Patriot Club of America, it's patriotclubusa.com, patriotclubusa.com. I've been on all week. If you would like to get a hold of me, my email is jmcdonald, just like the Golden Arches, jmcdonald162@comcast.net. Well, here we are on Friday. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and the privilege to be with you this morning and obviously to be with you here all week. You may just be waking up to my voice. You may be on your way to work, exercising. The traffic is light, as Chuck alluded, enjoying your first cup of coffee with the scent of a holiday candle in the background, or perhaps you're walking your dog. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, whatever it is that you are doing, let you and I have a conversation, because what is on your mind is on my mind as we explore some topics this morning and we wrap up the week. I want this show to be all about you. This is you and I, you doing whatever you're doing. Obviously, I'm sitting in the studio and I want to talk with you. And that's what makes Talk Radio so great. It's not like I always allude, if you're watching a football game or your favorite sport or whatever, you scream at the television. The television doesn't talk back. You can call me depending on the conversation or what's on your mind, and you and I can talk about it. So, when you do call in this morning to 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680, the lovely voice that you will hear is our wonderful beautiful and talented producer Michelle Drasella. I want to thank Julie Reiter for the great news. So give us a call, then let's talk about it. As like I said, talk radio is the senior media, and unlike the screen, it is the theater of the mind. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never had a family or owned a home. He never set foot inside a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never wrote a book or held an office. He did none of the things that usually accompany, air quotes, greatness. While he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends deserted him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through a mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had, his coat. When he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure for much of the human race. All of the armies that ever marched, and all of the navies that ever sailed, and all of the parliaments that ever sat, and all of the kings that ever reigned put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as the one solitary life of Jesus. This is not a sermon. This is simply a message. And with that being said, today is an open day. It's Friday. We've talked about a lot of things this week. But one of the reasons I bring this up this morning is the fact that it is the Christmas season. Christmas should be a mindset now more than ever, because as we all know, there truly is a war on God, a war on the family, and ladies and gentlemen, most importantly, there is an incredible war on children, and that is unacceptable. So the kids are off this week. A lot of families have taken vacation this week. The teachers are off this week. This show is about what you and I will do in 2025 in any little way we can to make a difference. Hence, I want to hear from you. Do you work with infants? Pardon me. Do you work with small children? Excuse me. Do you work with older children? Whatever it is, give me a call at 410-922-6680, and let's go to our first report on traffic with the Grand Wizard of Traffic, the one and only Mr. Chuck Whitaker. What's happening out there, Chuck?
Grand Wizard. You think I'm sitting here with the big hat?
I do, and the sunglasses.
No kidding. I don't want anybody to know me. Hey, no tense to the dead man behind the curtain.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my. I'm not sure exactly what this is. I'm looking at some flashing lights right after the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm just trying to see if that may be a broken down vehicle, whatever. If you're traveling north and southbound, right there into and out of the area just after the tunnel, heads up for that, especially coming south through the plaza. We'll keep an eye out for that. Big 3-alarm fire in the city. Several dwellings are on fire overnight. 38th Street in the area, Greenmount Avenue. So 39th Street, Greenmount Avenue, Old York Road, all in that area are closed. And I'm sure with the temperatures like they are, could be some ice in that area as well. So they have a perimeter set up. And again, that local traffic right through there, you should be on the lookout for that. Beltway traffic is good. JFX very quiet from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll see you in a little while. Today, it's going to be sunny, high 45. So hopefully, everything with that fire is okay. Hopefully, everything will melt. Tomorrow, it is going to be rain, high of 50. Sunday, more rain, high of 62. So let's enjoy the liquid sunshine. All right, so let's get back to this. I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680 on your perspective of, again, we must keep a Christmas mindset, a holiday mindset, a Hanukkah mindset throughout the year, because we know there's a war on God, there's a war on Christians, there's a war on the Jewish faith, the family, and children. So if you work in that industry, tell me your perspective. Give me a call at 410-922-6680 because, again, we want to talk about it. One hot topic we had this week was we talked about the fact that Amazon Prime played It's a Wonderful Life, the incredible classic that's not a Christmas movie. It's a movie about life, the Frank Capra movie that was phenomenal. And, Michelle, if we can, I want to play, considering we're talking about the family, our Lord and Savior, I want to play the two cuts, if we may, that Amazon thought it so brilliant that they cut out. If we could go to cut eight.
Are you sure this is Billy Park?
No, I'm not sure of anything anymore. All I know is this should be Billy Park. But where are the houses?
We went here to build them. Your brother, Harry Bailey, broke through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Clarence.
Yes, George?
Where's Mary?
Oh, well, I can't...
I don't know how you know these things, but tell me, where is she? If you know where she is, tell me where my wife is.
I'm not supposed to tell.
Please, Clarence, tell me where she is.
You're not going to like it, George.
Where is she?
She's an old maid. She never married.
Where is Mary? Where is she? Where is she?
She's just about to close up the library! There must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
Okay, so George Bailey mentions two people, Harry Bailey, his brother, and Mary. Again, we are the Harry Baileys, the George Baileys, and the Marys. And the fact is that all we are citizens in a town. But what George Bailey became so impassioned when Clarence informed him that Harry Bailey had been killed because George wasn't there as a child to save them. So that's one of the... Save him, excuse me. That's one of the cuts that Amazon Prime decided would be best not left in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. The second cut is when, to me, is the most profound part of the movie, scene in the movie, and there's a reason for that, and it's George Bailey, and I call it I Want to Live Again.
Clarence! Clarence! Help me, Clarence! Get me back! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids! Help me, Clarence, please! I want to live again. I want to live again. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again. Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You...
George... Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you... bleeding birds! My mouth's bleed! Zuzu petals! Zuzu! There they are! Birds! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
All right, so think about it. You would have gone from the scene where George says he has to earn his wings. Those two scenes would have been cut out that lead up to why George is so happy and jubilant and he's running back through Bedford Falls. The whole point of the movie is completely eradicated by Amazon for reasons which, you know, we've discussed it, but I'd love to hear your perspective. And when we get, well, hold on, I want to have Michelle come on with me because she's got a perspective as well.
Well, somebody had called in. They didn't want to go on the air yesterday, but they were saying that the movie is also played on other channels, local channels even, for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they cut as well?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Do they have those pieces cut out as well? That was just my point, my question.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point, because if Amazon did it, did the other stations do it? And you know, the amazing thing is there is a large contingency of people that know that movie intimately. And when we get back from the break, we'll talk about that a little bit. And I'm also going to talk about where a very prominent person thinks that America can't do it anymore. So let's talk about it. Give me a call at 410-922-6680. We will be right back.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and the drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Let's get back to traffic with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening out there?
It was a broken down vehicle. It's in a painted alley in northbound coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So it's not a big problem. Sitting off in the painted alley area next to the Jersey Wall. So everybody northbound, you're okay. Southbound traffic is good. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. We're all doing fine this morning at the Bay Bridge, Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. And with the lanes open, pretty quiet right now towards I-97. Clean up. They're still working on the fire. Was a big three-alarm fire early this morning in the city. So heads up around Greenmount Avenue, Old York Road, and 39th Street on the north side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a little while. Today it will be sunny, high 45, so whatever's going on now, it'll eventually be pretty nice. Tomorrow, rain, high 50. Sunday, more rain, high 62. All right, so let's get back to it. We're talking about America. We're talking about education. We're talking about the war on the family. We're talking about the war on God, which we just gave a prime example of a classic movie where Amazon felt it necessary or prudent to cut out two of the most profound scenes in the movie. But there's something else that I want to bring up again, and I'm going to get back to education, because education, the family and education are so crucial regarding our children. Vivek Ramaswamy slammed for suggesting America culture is bad and can't produce talent. Think about it. Probably everyone who's listening to my voice, most people, remember when America was number one in everything, if not number one in the top three. So Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, and this is hat tip to the right scoop, co-chairs of President-elect Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, are defending the tech industry's reliance on foreign-born engineers as the incoming Trump administration prepares to crack down on immigration. Musk and Ramaswamy both pointed to a lack of engineers stateside. And, you know, this comes up, and I think of all the incredible engineering schools here in our great country. The number of people who are super talented engineers and super motivated in the U.S. is far too low, Musk wrote in a Wednesday post on his social platform X. When another user suggested that that the Tesla and SpaceX CEO was denying opportunities to Americans, Musk argued that the poster's understanding of the situation was upside down and backward. Of course my companies and I would prefer to hire Americans, and we do, as that is much easier than going through the incredibly painful and slow visa process, the tech billionaire said. However, there is a dire shortage of extremely talented and motivated engineers in America. This is where Ramaswamy steps into it, blaming TV shows that promote mediocrity on a culture that can't produce top talent. The reason top tech companies often hire foreign-born and first-generation engineers over Native Americans isn't because of the innate American IQ deficit, a lazy and wrong explanation. A key part of it comes down to the C word, culture. Tough questions demand tough answers, and if we were really serious about fixing the problem, we have to confront the truth. Our American culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence for way too long, at least since the 90s and likely longer. That doesn't start in college. It starts young. A culture that celebrates the prom queen over the math Olympiad champion or the jock over the valedictorian will not produce the best engineers. A culture that venerates Corey from Boy Meets World or Zack and Slater over Screech in Saved by the Bell or Stefan over Steve Urkel in Family Matters will not produce the best engineers. Fact, I know multiple sets of immigrant parents in the 90s who actively limited how much their kids could watch TV shows precisely because they promoted mediocrity, and their kids went on to be wildly successful STEM graduates. More movies like Whiplash, fewer reruns of Friends, more math tutoring, fewer sleepovers, more weekend science competition, fewer Saturday morning cartoons, more books, less TVs, more creating, less chilling, more extracurricular, less hanging out at the mall. More normal American parents looking skeptically at those kinds of parents. So I want to hear from you and hear what you have to think about that, because I know in my lifetime and when I was younger, what they're saying is exactly what went on in our home. But it seems as though, even like if you go out to a restaurant, families are not communicating with each other. They're all on their phones. And I think that this screen time is very, very crucial to what's going on in our society today. And like I said, I know there are teachers off this week, so on and so forth. But let's stand by for news with Julie Reiter.
Good morning. Police are investigating a shooting in East Baltimore on Preston Street Thursday. Officers responded and found a 27-year-old male suffering from a gunshot wound to the back of his head. He's listed in critical condition at a local hospital. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating the death of a man in police custody. Gaithersburg police officers responded on Christmas Eve to an apartment complex on North Summit Avenue for a report of a disturbance. They found a man on the ground, bloody and conscious, but acting erratically. The man tried to leave, and officers held him while awaiting medical help. The man then lost consciousness and stopped breathing. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. Baltimore City officials say three courthouses are open again after they were closed due to high levels of Legionella bacteria. The Baltimore City District Courthouse, Clarence M. Mitchell Jr. Courthouse, and Elijah Cummings Courthouse were closed 1 week ago for cleaning and other mitigation efforts. City officials say the closures were not related to any public health concerns. First-time claims for unemployment are down across the country, but that's not the case in Maryland. The U.S. Department of Labor reports initial jobless filings rose to more than 2,600. For the week ending December 21st. That's an increase of nearly 230. And nationally, jobless claims dropped by about 1,000 for the week. A record number of viewers watched the Christmas Day NFL doubleheader. The league says, according to Nielsen, about 65 million combined viewers turned in to see the games. The Ravens-Texans matchup averaged 24.3 million viewers. The NFL says they were the most streamed NFL games in U.S. history. Viewership spiked to 27 million during Beyonce's halftime performance during the Baltimore-Houston game. Up next, we'll check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StoufferLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 447 and the pick 4 was 0079. And now, with a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
DW Parkway looks good. We're looking at you live here at the interchange at 197. We've been up the road at Route 32, Route 100, and south of Arundel Mills. All the lanes are open. Beltway continues clear. Not going to be much of a rush hour this morning. Going to continue that way again next week as well. And then we'll get back to business week after that. Right now, we're clear with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. They're still working on the fire, Greenmount 39th Street area in the city, and City Fire just recommended some salt trucks to arrive. We mentioned earlier with the water on the roadway, it's a little cold outside, so there is some ice in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Any outdoor plans this weekend? Try to get them done sooner than later. We've got rain on the way. The bulk of the wet weather tomorrow and Sunday. No rain, though, today. A dry day. Partly cloudy, just a little bit warmer, 45 this afternoon. It's late tonight we start to get the showers. Rain off and on tomorrow, 50 the high, more showers Sunday, 62 Sunday, I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
The Kim Glasic Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They don't care. At what point in time do you think that they care? They're hoping that you move. You think they just want to have this high rise sitting across the street from your small little row home? No, they want you to leave immediately. They can knock over those homes and then put something else there.
The Kim Glasic Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald. This is my last day for being with you. And I want to thank you for tuning in all week. And I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for allowing me this week to be with you. So we are talking about this morning. I thought a lot last night and very early this morning about where we are as a society. And I agree. I think we are promoting mediocrity over excellence. We're talking about the war on God, the war on the family, and most importantly, the war on our children. And I want to hear from you because I know a lot of people are off today. The teachers are off this week, so on and so forth. But the key is we can and must do better. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, we are the United States of America, and we were founded upon life, liberty, in the pursuit of happiness. So please give me a call at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680. The voice you hear when you call will be our wonderful producer, Michelle, and she will take care of you. And then you and I will have a conversation like Mark from Linthicum and I are going to have a conversation regarding It's a Wonderful Life. Mark, good morning. A very blessed and joyous Christmas to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Ms. McDonald. Thank you. Sorry, I'm not a teacher, but...
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm a longtime listener. I love the Morning Drive with Sean and Bruce and Chuck and Kristen. And I think it's probably one of the best morning shows in America, definitely the best show in Baltimore. I'm so glad you're still talking about It's a Wonderful Life.
Thank you.
Yesterday morning, I didn't have a chance to call in, but I definitely wanted to add my 2 cents. I cannot say enough about that movie, how incredible it is, how impactful it is, how moving it is. You can't touch it. How in the world can you get the same result and cut those scenes out? It is not a wonderful movie if you do that.
Well,
the scene where he's on the bridge saying, "Please God, I don't care what happens to me."
Yes.
And you can probably hear the choking in my voice as I'm remembering
it
in my heart.
Yes. Mark, do you know, and thank you for calling, and you and I are going to take a little time this morning, because I think so many people like you, Mark, understand It's a Wonderful Life is not a Christmas movie. It's about what our betters, air quote, and the establishment have been trying to do to us to generations. So what gets George Bailey in that predicament? Because he thinks if he doesn't have money, he's worthless. Now, that breakdown on that scene, Jimmy Stewart had just come back from World War II, and that was the first movie he did, Mark. I don't know if you know this or not, but I want your perspective on this. When they did that scene and they started the scene, the breakdown that he had was not George Bailey. The breakdown that Jimmy Stewart had was Jimmy Stewart after coming back from World War II. World War II, and this scene was so moving to him, and the experiences that he had just had in World War II caused that breakdown. And like you, Mark, I choke up when I talk about this as well. I had to keep my composure as I listened to the two cuts, because obviously coming out of the two cuts, I had to talk about them.
This massively powerful scene when he's leaning over the bar at Martini's and he's saying, "I'm at the end of my rope, dear father, if you can hear me."
Yep. Yep.
Show me the way.
Well, it's funny you bring that point up, Mark. And it's you know what? This is why, Mark, I love talk radio so much, is because it's we the people, the people who are just like you. It sounds like you're driving. I mean, you're not sitting there with paper in front of you. You remembered this. And he says in that scene, "God, I'm not a praying man." No, I may be paraphrasing a little bit. "God, I'm not a praying man, but I need help."
It's so moving. He was a bomber pilot. He was a war hero. He didn't want special treatment in the war. And when he got back and he's doing this film and he leaned into a lot of his experience. Most people say they can see a difference. There's definitely a difference between pre-war Jimmy Stewart and post-war Jimmy Stewart. There was a lightness, a fluffiness to the roles that he took before the war, and then after the war, you saw he was grittier. He looked like he had gone through things. He took more aviation roles, like Spirit of St. Louis, Flight of the Phoenix, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. All wonderful movies. So, Mark, as we wrap it up, anything else you'd like to say this morning?
I wanted to give a shout out to my father. He listens every morning, most days. I want to let him know, "Don't worry, father, I've got it on speakerphone. I got both hands on the wheel right now."
What's your father's name?
Dan.
Dan, well, if you're so moved, your son Mark just did an incredible job on the air. Maybe you can follow it up with something. And the fact is, Mark, I can't thank you enough for calling and adding to the conversation this morning. And this, again, this is why I love talk radio, because whatever's on your mind is on my mind. And it gives me such comfort knowing that there are so many people out there that understand that the cutting of these two scenes out of this incredible movie is 100% wrong. And again, Mark and everybody else, do you order from Amazon? Maybe you should think twice and start ordering from whatever company you're buying from, or going back to the brick and mortar stores, because if we don't use them, Mark, do you agree with this? One day they will be gone.
I do. I haven't bought anything from Amazon in years.
Amen.
Really.
Amen. Well, listen, Mark, thank you again for your call this morning. I truly appreciate it. Enjoy the Christmas season. I hope you and your family and your dad have a very healthy and prosperous 2025. Mark, we have a lot of work ahead of us. So, again, I can't thank you enough for calling.
Thank you so much. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Like I said, I cannot say enough about the movie, so the rest is yours.
Thank you, Mark. Great call. Be safe out there. All right. So in a minute, after we do traffic, we are going to go to Kathy and Laurel. So, Kathy, hang in there. I really appreciate you calling. But the point is, we're talking about how society and it seems as though our betters and what have you are promoting and actually wanting mediocrity over excellence. And I say, no, 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 I'll be damned if I, in doing my little part, are going to allow this happen. And I'm so pleased that so many of you feel the same way, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are the people. So when we get back from traffic and weather, we'll talk about it. Chuck, good to hear you again. What's happening out there?
Very quiet, as you might expect. Still in the holiday mode, but some folks may travel later today. But for right now, early morning ride looks good. Looking 95 here at the Tidings Bridge. No problems at all. Then traffic switching up to 83 at York Road, again right at the line. No problems there. 70 out towards Frederick looks good. And 95 between the two beltways is running okay. The Capitol Beltway without any major problems right now, either in Prince George's or Montgomery County. Still clear, running just fine at both the Harbor Tunnels.
I'm Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a little while. Today it will be sunny, high 45. Tomorrow rain, high 50. Sunday, more rain, high 62. I hike Loch Raven a lot, so actually the rain is welcome because the reservoir was a little bit low. So let's get back to this. We're talking about society, where we are today, where we have been, and where we need to go. It is, you cannot deny, there is a war on God, there's a war on Christianity, there's a war on all faiths, there's a war on the family, and most importantly and most relevant, there is a war on our children, and we the people will not accept it. So speaking of education, we have Kathy and Laurel. Kathy, a very blessed Christmas season to you, and I want to thank you very much for calling this morning.
Hi, Jeff. Well, it's been really great hearing you all this week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for filling in. And I wanted to say that it's going to take a while to undo the process you've mentioned, because, like, when I was growing up in the 70s, one year we switched history books, and it was, like, very bare bones in comparison to the books we had before.
Yes.
And even at the time, I wondered, this isn't right. And then when I started having nieces and nephews, they got away with doing their book reports based on the books they found that had the most pictures. And I didn't understand that. So we will have to work hard to get back to a state where we were before, and it didn't happen overnight.
You know what, Kathy? You bring up a wonderful point, and I thank you for that, and I want your perspective on this. How many revisions? Think about this, Kathy. This just sparked into my brain. How many revisions of history books have there been? What do you mean, revisions of history book? Do you know what it is, Kathy? And ask, and tell me if you agree. It's just about a bureaucracy within our, and I'm making big air quotes in the studio, the bureaucracy of our education machine making people more money on the backs of the students. What do you think about that, Kathy?
Well, yes, it doesn't make sense that we're spending a lot of money, more than any country in the world, and yet our students are coming out far less educated than in what are considered underdeveloped countries.
You know, it's amazing you say that, and if I have time in this hour, if not, I'm going to do it on the top of the next hour. I am going to read the history of education in America and what the intent of education was. And I hope you'll be listening, because I think you'll agree with me that, my golly, we have just become so unmoored of what education should be. And Kathy, I want to ask you one more question, then I'll let you go. Don't you think perhaps in history, or now what they call social studies, it would be wonderful if they were just simply studying the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution? Oh, and by the way, how about our Bill of Rights? What do you think of that, Kathy?
Oh, yes, we definitely need that. And, like, I don't even know that they have traditional social studies and civics in school anymore. I hardly hear about it.
I hardly hear about it as well, and I think, again, you bring up some great points, and I want to thank you this morning, Kathy, for taking the time to call, and I'm wishing you a very wonderful Christmas season and a very healthy and prosperous 2025, and I hope to see you soon.
Same to you and everyone out there. Thanks for
taking
my call.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, so we're talking about, again, the war on God, the family, and children. And if you don't think it's happening, ladies and gentlemen, we know it's happening. And on that note, let's go to Bill in Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill. Bill wants to weigh in also on the incredible movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I love the movie. I thought it was wonderful. By the way, belated Merry Christmas and a Healthy New Year to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I love the movie. I love Jimmy Stewart. But you got to remember the time in which that was written. That was written in a time where people had is had moral compasses.
Yes.
And I consider that the greatest generation.
Yes.
And I'd say from the middle 60s on down, the country's deteriorated. And I don't find, there are wonderful people out there and good people that do the right thing, but I tell you, they're few and far between. You know, I guess you don't hear about them much, but I find, like you were talking about crime and God and education and all this, well, whose fault is that? And I don't see, with that, I don't see the problem. You get the government you vote for. Just here in Baltimore City, they voted for a do-nothing, no-effective mayor, nothing. They voted for him twice. So I notice that people complain a lot, and they do. They complain about it, but when it actually comes time to doing something, they'll vote for the same people again. And that's true in the state, statewide.
You're spot on, Bill. I have to, you know, you just bring up a few very good, very relevant good points. The mayor is doing something. He's destroying the city, and he's destroying the city by whomever his puppeteers are. The fact of the matter is, and once again, like you said, the thing about It's a Wonderful Life, yes, that generation was incredible. I don't know if you know who Patrick J. O'Donnell is or The War Room, but every year he's an incredible historian, and he deals a lot with America's history. And he, on Christmas Day, and I listen to it every year, he talks about the heroic men and women in World War II. And now we have people that do not know history at all, so on and so forth, that want reparations, want this, want that, yet they have no idea, Bill, as you're alluding, what the greatest generation went through in the 30s and the 40s so that we could live as we do today.
You know, everybody is a victim today.
Yes.
Well, I've heard, and I knew, because they're all deceased. I'm 65, so I'm talking about the people of my parents' and grandparents' generation. There are a lot of people that went through the Depression. People don't even know about that today. 25% unemployment. Yeah. There was people on the farms, for example, where my mother was from, a rural setting, and they had plenty of food. They just didn't have a lot of money.
Exactly. But they made it work, Bill. They made it work.
Well, here's another thing. Even people in the city, there's always been crime. Nothing's changed. But let me put it this way. There was respect for police. Oh, you feared the police because in my dad's day when he was a boy, you didn't cross their path.
You know what, Bill? Hold that thought. I want to hold you because that is a great point. Hold that thought, Bill. If you can hang on for a minute, I have to go to break. And then when we get back from break, we will get back to Bill. This is Jeff McDonald on WCBM.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Tune in to Talk Radio 680 WCBM for Movie Talk with Bob Weinhold and Ira Miller every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. For information about current movies and locations, go to horizoncinemas.com. Enjoy Movie Talk Saturdays 4 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
Let's get back to traffic with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening out there?
Ooh, I just saw a video of that fire on 38th Street in the city, 39th Street in that area, Greenmount. That thing was really burning. Three front porches on fire.
It's raging.
It's just amazing.
It is. It really is. And you know what the amazing thing, Chuck, is? You look at the architecture of those homes. It's phenomenal. And now we build boxes with holes in them. Yeah. But I digress.
I mean, on stone, brick fronts and then a nice porch and everything. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
But you got to give kudos to the fire department people that are out there.
Amen.
It's cold as hell. There's ice all over the road. And they're doing what they have to do. God bless them.
God bless them is right. So what's happening with traffic?
All of that around 38th, 39th Street, Greenmount, Old York Road, anywhere around there. You might as well just give it a couple of blocks just to make sure. There are a lot of streets there to get around, but they're going to be there for a while. The perimeter is still up. And again, they're reporting some ice from the water from the fire there. So it could affect the local ride there as well. Everybody else, very nice. Beltway looks good. Still clear. Good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great. Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a little while. Today, sunny, high 45. Tomorrow, rain, high 50. Sunday, more rain, high 62. And we are going back to Bill in Owings Mills. And, you know, as Chuck just said, God bless the first responders and the firemen and ladies, because no matter what the situation, they're out there. And Bill, you were making a great point, and this is why I wanted to hold you over. And Kurt, we'll get to you in a minute, regarding the respect that the citizens had for the local police. So please, continue with that thought.
Here's another thing. Here's another thing. I don't have much respect for people that want to defund the police.
I don't have any respect for them, because that's anarchy. It's chaos.
When you defund the police, it's a no-brainer that you're going to have an increase in crime.
Yes.
And then you want to send in social workers diffuse a situation where somebody maybe have a knife at somebody's neck or a gun at somebody's head. You really want to send a social worker in? Seriously? There's the problem you got with drugs. And the reason a lot of these things are happening is because people vote for the wrong people.
Precisely.
And when they do that, I get the feeling, well, I guess they don't care enough about their country.
Amen, brother, and that's
all I have to say.
Well, Bill, I can't thank you enough. I really appreciate your insight and the call.
Yes, sir. I want to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you. A very prosperous and healthy new year to you as well. And again, thank you very much, sir, for taking the time this morning.
Again, a wonderful life is, I guess it goes back to the thing, a life is as wonderful as you want to make it.
Amen. Regardless of our situation.
Sir.
Thank you. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. All right, let's up next, let's go to Kurt. And Kurt in Edgewood, nothing the Dems can't screw up. Kurt, good morning. A very blessed Christmas season to you, my friend.
Good morning. You seem like a really great guy.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that if the Hitler Youth can't screw it up, then it has to be childproof. That's the only way they can destroy everything.
Say that again.
If the Hitler Youth Democrats can't Shoemaker Pro X pick up, sorry about that. I had to talk. If the Hitler Youth Democrats can't destroy something, it's because it's childproof.
That's
sorry about that. I was driving in someplace. I had to talk to the guard.
No. You're okay. I appreciate you hanging on, because I had to take care of a couple of things before I got to you. So that's I think you're right. It's if they can't screw it up, then it has to be childproof, because it's just simply amazing with everything that they touch, literally. They destroy, and really, Kurt, part of me thinks it's by design.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
I mean,
they're anti-American. I mean, I think Kamala Harris has proven that, and Joe Biden. That's the one thing. They stole the election in 2020, and then they were exposed for being the anti-American people that they are.
You know, it's interesting, and I'd like your perspective on this. Because you do so well with Occam's Razor, keep it simple, scholar. I mean, here it is, the Christmas season, and earlier this week we were talking about, of all things, that the current president of the United States, whose name I won't mention it anymore because it gives me literally a bad taste in my mouth and it fogs my brain, of all things that he could have done, he commutes the death sentence of those on death row in federal prisons. I mean, that just confirms, Kurt, your wonderful words of wisdom of they screw everything up unless it's childproof. They're just, it's crazy.
Yeah, look at Obama. He could have changed everything, but he just, instead of pulling us together, he just pushed everybody, made it more racist instead of making less.
There was a great opportunity, Kurt, there for Barry Obama to truly make a difference, and all he did was flame the fire of complete propaganda. But, Kurt, as we all know, Barry Obama was just a puppet. I mean, if we could do the chronology on that character.
Okay, and last thing, everybody's been nice to Chuck all week, so I just want to say that if he was Mr. Potter, he'd turn it into Whitakerville.
I'll ask him about that. Take care, Chuck. I mean, Kurt, a very blessed and prosperous New Year's to you. That was funny. Good call from Kurt there, and the calls have been great this morning. And I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680. Stand by for news with Julie Ryder.
Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Severe weather watches posted for parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of high winds, hail, and the potential for more tornadoes. The Houston area was raked by several twisters yesterday. Damage, but no injuries reported. There were flight delays and cancellations in Houston and Dallas. The political turmoil deepens in South Korea, where the BBC's Gene McKenzie in Seoul says that Parliament has voted to impeach the country's acting president.
Prime Minister Han was supposed to lead South Korea through this political crisis, while the Constitutional Court here decides whether to dismiss or reinstate President Yoon. But less than 2 weeks into his acting presidency, a row has erupted after Mr. Han blocked the appointment of three judges that Parliament had chosen to oversee Mr. Yoon. Case. The opposition party, which controls the parliament, says Han's move is grounds for his impeachment. But his removal would only intensify the political gridlock and uncertainty the country is grappling with.
Aviation experts speculate Russian anti-aircraft fire may have brought down an Azerbaijani passenger jet, killing 38 people.
Azerbaijan observed a national day of mourning on Thursday for the victims of the crash. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from the capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus on Wednesday, when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear and crashed while making an attempt to land in Oktau in Kazakhstan. Cell phone footage circulating online appeared to show the aircraft making a steep descent before smashing into the ground in a fireball. I'm Charles DeLevesma.
Court hearing set today for the Guatemalan illegal alien accused of killing a woman by setting her on fire in a New York City subway train. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features down 133 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Okay, every new year we all spend a few days seriously thinking about what we can do to improve our lives. Usually it revolves around better health, right? I want to strongly encourage you to do what I do. Take responsibility for your health by taking Balance of Nature's whole food ingredient supplements. Seriously, they're packed with 31 varieties of fruits and vegetable ingredients, from tomatoes to sweet potatoes and just about everything in between. This is a resolution you can truly keep all year long, like I do. This is your last time to put it off, because today you can become a preferred customer delicate balance of nature. Use my discount code MikeG to get 35% off, free shipping, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. This is an unbelievable limited New Year's promotion. You got to use the discount code MikeG. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Use the discount code MikeG or order online at balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code MikeG to get 35% off, plus a free fiber and spice supplement. Balance of Nature.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Here's a check of traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Very nice at the Bay Bridge right now. Both sides of the roadway clear on 50 to and from Kent Island towards Sandy Point, and then eventually over towards the Severn River Bridge and I-97. No travel problems there. Might be headed towards the airport. You can take 95, of course, down to 195. You can take the Parkway. Both of those are open. Traffic towards the airport looks to be in good shape right now. No major incidents in and around that area. JFX, if you're coming downtown, you'll be fine between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soak up the sunshine today. We are soaking up wet weather over the weekend. Partly cloudy at 45 today. Rain off and on tomorrow, 50 the high. Sunday, more clouds, more showers. 62 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. One person is dead after a fire in a row home in East Baltimore early this morning. Fire crews arrived and knocked down the three-alarm fire in the 500 block of East 38th Street. Three homes are affected by the blaze. No other injuries reported. A Pennsylvania man is dead after a crash in Anne Arundel County. Authorities say 53-year-old Frank Howard died when his vehicle went off the road and hit a tree in Curtis Bay early Thursday morning. That crash is under investigation. And Maryland State Police say they will continue their increased presence and patrols into the new year. Officials will be looking for speeders, drunk drivers, and other violations. Anyone that notices an impaired driver should pull over and call police. And former NFL star Michael Vick has nothing but praise for Ravens Lamar Jackson. After Jackson broke Vick's record for career rushing yards by a quarterback, Jackson had four carries for 87 yards and a touchdown in Baltimore's beatdown of Houston on Christmas Day. Julie Ryder, WCBM News.
Merry Christmas, Maryland!
Happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Today.
It's the beat on the street.
The Biden White House has been the most anti-Israel.
It's the talk of the town.
He moves forward in funding Ukraine. The continued murder of people in a foreign country.
The conversation starts here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald. Welcome back. I am your guest host this week. It has been an absolute pleasure to be with you this week. We've talked about a lot of things, but what we're talking about this morning, and I'd like to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We are talking about the war on God, the war on the family, and and most importantly and most relevant is the war on children. And earlier this week, we had Pastor David Lewis from Presbyterian Bible Church, and we talked about many things, but there's a couple other things that I wanted to talk to Pastor Lewis about, and he was gracious enough to give us a call back. And one of those things was a program that he and his church are involved in Baltimore County Schools. So good morning, Pastor Lewis, and I want to appreciate you for taking the time to join me again this morning.
Well, good morning, Jeff, and to your audience. It's a pleasure to be back on.
So there were a couple things that we didn't have time when you and I were together earlier this week, and since I'm only on this week, I felt compelled to have you back on. And again, I want to thank you for taking the time. One of the things that you brought up and I thought was relevant, and we didn't have the time to talk about, were the many revisions and of the Bible. And I was talking to a caller in the 6 o'clock hour about the many revisions of history books in school. So could you elaborate on that, please?
Sure. There are a lot of interpretations or translations, I guess would be the better way to say it, of the Holy Scriptures. If you want to know what is the closest to the truth, what God actually inspired men of old to write, you need to read the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament. Now, most people don't have that knowledge. They're not able to do that. So we turn to an English translation that is most closely related to, again, what God had the Spirit inspire these men to write. And we in our church have always used the King James Version, the KJV. There are some other ones out there that people use that are good. The King James can be a little difficult unless you enjoy reading Shakespearean English, because a lot of the language, of course, is from the 16th century. But having said that, it's the closest that we feel to the original languages. And anything that strays from that or leaves that, and you could go all the way out to something as wide open as the Message, which is really a paraphrase of most of Scripture. You lose so much when you don't get the original intent. And when you start doing that, then it is easier for people to slide away from the basic tenets of the faith. It's easier for them to compromise. And when that happens, then you're opening the door to all kinds of things. Cults can develop, as a for instance. So it's always good to stay closest to the truth. It would be like taking the Constitution of the United States and rewriting it in a more of a liberal format.
You know, it's amazing that you reference the Constitution, because obviously we know there is a large segment within our government and in our society that think just that the Constitution is an air quotes living, breathing document, which it is not. Our founding fathers had such strong faith, all of them, by the way, and they referenced much of what our founding documents are based upon the Old and New Testament, correct?
Yes, and let me also add that there's a more evil, sinister power at work here in the big picture, if you will. There are consequences to not knowing the true intent of the Constitution, just as there are consequences of being biblically illiterate. In the political realm, once you compromise the law of the land, as handed down by our founding fathers, then you give hope and power to those who would overthrow our nation. And once you compromise on the tenets of biblical Christianity, you are ripe for the pickings of the ecumenists we talk about on Monday, who are out there, who will one day lead us into a one-world religion and a one-world government. And that's the point. All you have to do is read Scripture, read Bible prophecy. We are headed ultimately to a one world order fully supported by a global faith brought about through a consensus of compromised beliefs, again, both religious and political. And this false utopia will in reality be the great tribulation that we read about in the book of Revelation. Judgment is coming, and it's coming quickly, and God is in charge of all of that.
All right, hold that thought.
He always provides a way out.
Yeah, hold that thought. This is great. Hold that thought. I've got to go to traffic. So, Pastor Lewis, we'll be right back, but let's see what's happening out there on the highways and byways with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck?
Still okay at both harbor tunnels. Just checking to make sure everybody's still smooth here. 95 and 895 are alongside each other. Lanes are open, and then the interchange at 95 Russell Street, 395. No problems there. Beltway, very nice for Friday morning with the lanes open. Sun's coming up a little higher now. So good conditions. Parkville side, the interloop at Pikesville, even the Beltway around the BW Parkway looks good. They're still working on the fire. Big fire early this morning in the city. 39th Street, Green Mount Avenue area, and Old York Road. A lot of those streets are still blocked off. So local traffic, plan accordingly. You'll have a several block detour in and around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a little while. Today it will be sunny, high 45. Tomorrow rain, high 50. Sunday more rain, 62. So if you have errands and you're able, try to get them done today. We're back with Pastor David Lewis of Cub Hill Presbyterian Bible Church. And David, please pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I'm talking about the similarities in what is going on politically and religiously. There are two deep states in America today.
Yes.
One is political and one is religious. And they are both promoting social justice, which, again, is nothing more than a manufactured crisis used to bring the world into bondage. Again, you've got to look at the big picture. I know we have our ebbs and flows. I know we get a bit of a respite. We had that in President Trump's first term. We're going to have it again in his second term. But the big picture is what you have to keep in mind here. And it's a wide net that includes things like eliminating poverty through wealth redistribution, eliminating fossil fuels in order to save the planet. So you've got the liberal progressives in the church. They've embraced all of this to push religion under the wide tent of ecumenism. They are convincing the nominal Christian that a collective salvation can be achieved through healing the world by embracing all of these social causes. This is the Christian deep state. The progressive worldview begins with the idea that we're not created by God, which allows them to violate the laws of nature, and nature's God, again, who is the source of authority for our constitutional rights, as you mentioned. Strange bedfellows indeed, I think you could say, but the Bible is clear that the Antichrist and the false prophet will one day lead these two deep states into the end time tribulation. That is foretold in the scripture. So my warning is beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. Yeah. In the church and in the government.
Absolutely. You know, the fallen angel rules the earth. So can you just do a little chronology or history, if you will, on the birth of ecumenism and how it became so prominent?
Well, I don't know the complete church history of every denomination that is out there.
Right,
sure.
Right.
I can give you a little bit. From the Presbyterian point of view.
That's perfect.
And of course, this started back in the late 1800s, where liberal theologians started, again, drifting away from the truth that's given to us in God's Word. And then by the 1920s, they were able to pull away completely. You know, not quite all, but most of the universities in our land began as Christian seminaries. And Princeton Seminary was one of the bigger ones. But again, back in the 20s, when things were going very far left, a lot of truth seekers, Bible-believing Christians, and that's how we get the name of our church, Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church, we our forefathers said we need to do something. We need to offer an alternative to mainline, at that point, Presbyterianism. And so they started their own seminary. They started their own mission board. They started the American Council of Christian Churches, which is the it's not completely this, but you might say it's the domestic brand of the International Council of Christian Churches, which is global in nature. All this started to develop through the 1930s, and it was in the late 40s that the International Council of Christian Churches and the World Council of Churches, which is the ecumenical version of Christianity, they really came into being and have been at odds with one another ever since.
Interesting. You know, it's fascinating that you referenced, because this is something that's near and dear to my heart, the early American colleges. And I just so happen to have a little information. I think you mentioned either Harvard or Yale. And let's look at Harvard a little bit. Harvard was born in 1636. And although Harvard was the second college chartered in America, it was the first successful one. Its purpose was to train ministers and also to evangelize and educate. And here's a real shocker for those that think we abused and used the Native Americans, the Indians, to educate Indians. Its rules included: let every student be plainly instructed. That's interesting. Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Pastor Lewis, I hope you can stay with me. I've got to go to break. And then when you and I get back, I want to talk a little bit about the Good News Club, if that's okay, sir.
Sure.
Okay, very good. This is great conversation. And again, I thank you very much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jeff McDonald, filling in on the morning drive. Please feel free to give us a call at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. This show is for and about you. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Lepo here, co-host of Baltimore Zone Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service, and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Children's mental health is in crisis. That's why the Kids Mental Health Foundation envisions a future where mental health is a vital part of growing up. Parents tell us the challenges are real.
So you know what to do if they have a fever. But when you see them struggling emotionally, and you're like, what do I do?
You're going to find tons of things on the internet, but you want it to be from a trusted source.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation provides free expert development developed resources to millions across the United States. Don't wait for a concern or crisis. Learn more at KidsMentalHealthFoundation.org.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Let's see what's happening on the highways and byways with the Grand Wizard of Traffic, Mr. Chuck Whitaker. What's happening, Chuck?
Looking at the Capitol Beltway, the American Legion Bridge over the Potomac, all is well through there. That's Montgomery County into Northern Virginia and coming out of Northern Virginia. And then the Capitol Beltway at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge on the other side of the Potomac. All the lanes are open. Good travel right now. All the major highways are good for the early morning travel. Going to be busy throughout the day, but for right now, we're doing fine. But we do see a lot more traffic now just in the last half an hour, 45 minutes through the area. Beltway locally looks good. Very nice. JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Chuck. Today it will be sunny, high 45. Tomorrow, rain, high 50. Sunday, more rain, high 62. So if you have the opportunity, get your errands done today. Pastor Lewis, before we get into what's happening with the good news clubs, I just want to finish on Harvard. We were talking about that many, actually probably all of the first colleges in our great nation were biblically based. And so following up and finishing up on Harvard, everyone shall so exercise himself in reading scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein, seeing the entrance of the world giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. I close with this. Harvard's motto is, and I think it still is, it has from the beginning, and I think it still is, for Christ and the church. We could get into William and Mary. We could get into Yale. We could get into Henricus, among other of, as you mentioned, Princeton, Columbia, University of Pennsylvania. I could go through all of them, and they basically all had the same premise upon their starting.
That is so true, Jeff, and you're right. The mottos, from what I understand, are still in place on most, if not all of them. But just a real quick addition to that, you know, the devil goes right to the beginning
of all of this.
Attack on Christopher Columbus.
Yes.
Christopher Columbus thought he was over in India somewhere, and that's why he called the natives Indians. But as his crew landed on each island, Columbus had his men erect a large wooden cross as a token of Jesus Christ our Lord and in honor of the Christian faith. And if you go to his personal log, Captains of Boats Keep, in there it says he was bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the heathens, because they didn't believe, obviously, and to bring the word of God to unknown coastlands. So Christopher Columbus has completely been smeared. They toppled his statue right here in Baltimore. Every Columbus Day, I make sure I do a moment of truth on what the truth is.
Yes.
Regarding Chris,
You know, it's interesting you bring up Christopher Columbus, because I was talking to someone in the 6 o'clock hour about education, air quotes, revisionism, and why, you know, regarding Christopher Columbus, you made a great point. Why don't in schools we simply study his log and what he wrote from a first-person perspective? Why do they not study the Declaration of Independence anymore as it was written? and the Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And the fact is, as we're running up against the sand of the hourglass, early American education, and we're going back to the children, it was required that all children, both boys and girls, receive an education and be taught on the principles of religion. So on that note, if you will, tell us a little bit about what Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church is involved in some of the county schools.
Yes, we were given permission, when I say we, Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is the organization that has spawned the Good News Clubs, they were given permission by the Supreme Court of the United States some 20 years ago to hold an after-school club in public elementary schools. And as an after-school club, we could teach whatever we wanted. It's not during school time. And so we developed the Good News Clubs, we call them, because we give the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. We teach the kids who he was, who he is, and we have been in schools throughout the land, throughout the world, actually. Good News Clubs are all over the world. And we have several here in the Baltimore area. Now, here's the problem. Even though the Supreme Court says we're allowed to do it, you have to get permission from the principal of that particular school to allow you to come in and do this. And we have been turned away from many more schools than we've been allowed to enter.
How sad. So, Pastor Lewis, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us this morning. Please let our audience know how they may get in touch with you.
Well, sure. You can call directly, and I'm showing my age by giving you a phone number.
That's okay.
610-661-9419 is our number here at the church. You can go on our website, cubhillchurch.org. Those two ways are the best ways.
Thank you very much, Pastor Lewis. As always, it is a pleasure speaking with you. And again, I want to thank you for taking the time. And I wish you and your family a blessed, healthy, and prosperous 2025.
Same to you, Jeff, and thank you for the time. God bless you and your listeners.
God bless you. Thanks again. Well, my friends, we have a lot to talk about. And the fact is that, again, I'm doing this show this way today to spark interest because I want to hear from you. The calls thus far this morning have been phenomenal. So give me a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Please stand by for news with Julie Reiter.
Police are investigating a shooting in East Baltimore on Preston Street on Thursday. Officers responded and found a 27-year-old male suffering from a gunshot wound to the back of his head. He's listed in critical condition at a local hospital. Baltimore City officials say three courthouses are open again after they were closed due to high levels of Legionella bacteria. The Baltimore City District Courthouse, Clarence M. Mitchell Jr. Courthouse, and Elijah Cummings Courthouse were closed a week ago for cleaning and other mitigation efforts. City officials say the closures were not related to any public health concerns. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating the death of a man in police custody. Gaithersburg police officers responded Christmas Eve to an apartment complex for a report of a disturbance. They found a man on the ground, bloody and conscious, but acting erratically. That man tried to leave, and officers held him while awaiting medical help. The man then lost consciousness and stopped breathing. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. Delays are possible for drivers heading to Ocean City over the next few months. The State Highway Administration says crews began in early January to repair the U.S. 50 bridge over Sinipuxent Bay. Lane closures are expected, and that work should wrap up in mid-March. In sports, the Harrisburg Heat comes to town tonight for soccer action against the Baltimore Blast at 7:30. The Heat hasn't won one yet. The Blast is in fourth place. And the Commanders take the field in prime time on Sunday. Washington hosts the Atlanta Falcons. On Sunday Night Football, the Commanders are 10-5, while the Falcons are 8-7. Washington can clinch a playoff berth with a win or a Buccaneers loss to the Carolina Panthers. And the college football bowl action continues Friday with five games, including Oklahoma versus Navy in the Armed Forces Bowl. And on Saturday, East Carolina plays NC State in the Military Bowl in Annapolis at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Up next, we check traffic, plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Did you get that present you desire this holiday? If not, come to Westminster Speed and Sound as we have what you always wanted. Remote car starters are one of our most popular products, as you'll never go out to a cold car again or have to worry about scraping windows. We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as you'll experience increased comfort, reduced glare, and protect your skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And then there's ceramic paint coatings that'll make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. Truck accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products have been popular for decades around here. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
These are last night's lottery numbers. Your pick 3 was 447, and the pick 4 was 0079. Now, with a check of traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like it's a little bit hazy around the Bay Bridge and the Severn River Bridge, but not impacting any of the traffic at all. We're in good shape both sides of 50 right now from Route 8 at Stevensville all the way across through the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. And even the normal backup is not there. Won't be around for the next week or so. It'll be back in a week and a half. Southbound I-97 right now, you're clear at Route 32. Beltway locally looks good. Still good to go this morning. No issues right now with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Any outdoor plans this weekend? Try to get them done sooner than later. We've got rain on the way. The bulk of the wet weather tomorrow and Sunday. No rain, though, today. A dry day. Partly cloudy. Just a little bit warmer. 45 this afternoon. It's late tonight we start to get the showers. Rain off and on tomorrow. 50 the high. More showers Sunday. 62 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't miss new member deals dropping every week with My Lowe's Rewards, and it's free to join because Lowe's knows deals. My Lowe's Rewards program is subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, your guest host this week. This is our last hour and a half together, so I hope to hear from you this morning on some of the subjects that we've been discussing today and this week. It's Friday. It's the end of the week, so whatever is on your mind is on my mind. We will have special guests in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about how we all can better ourselves from a nutrition perspective, a fitness perspective, and just an all-around life perspective. That song that you just heard is from a local musician, Tyler Kane, from his album, Duality. The song is Gemini, and when I heard that song, it really moved me. If you were able to listen to the lyrics, the song itself is Very moving. The album is good. Duality again. Tyler Kane, Gemini from his album Duality. So we've been talking about this morning mediocrity versus excellence. I know in my heart, starting right now, it's 7:36 a.m. in 50 seconds, that America's best days are ahead of her. And America's best days are ahead of her because of you and because of me and all of our brothers and sisters, one nation under God. Remember, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Whether yellow, black, or white, they are precious in his sight. And we were talking about earlier this morning the movie It's a Wonderful Life, but I've lost my cuts. There's another movie that is very profound to me. Bear with me. This is live radio, and I literally lost my cuts. That there's another movie that is very profound to me, and I think you'll agree when I play this next cut, as soon as I can find it. It's from the movie Alvin York, and it talks about he talks about, it's when he, if you've never seen the movie, I cannot recommend it enough. It's the scene where Alvin York is gone. He was born in Kentucky, raised in Kentucky, and he was a hellion. But then at some point in his life, he did come to faith, and he was called into World War I. And during World War I, he wanted to become a conscientious objector. However, there's a scene in the movie where he is tasked with thinking about whether or not he should do that. And I just think this is very profound considering where we are. And we've talked about our betters, higher air quotes education. Yet here's a man with no formal education. And I think you, like me, will find this not only profound, but quite enjoyable. So Alvin York from Sergeant York with Gary Cooper.
I'm believing that, this here life we're living is something the Lord done give us. And we got to be a living it the best we can. And I'm figuring that the killing other folks ain't no part of what he was intending for us to be a doing here.
Well, yes, in a way, I agree with you.
York, with your permission, Major.
Certainly, Captain. Sit down, York.
You say you believe in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Well, I do, too. But do you believe that the Bible means that a man shouldn't fight for what he believes to be right?
Well, it done said, blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes, I know, but you remember that verse, I think it's in Luke, where he says, he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one?
He said that to Peter.
But he done stopped Peter from using the sword. He said, them that lives by the sword will be a perishing by the sword. That further on.
Yes, I remember, but...
Now, go ahead, Captain.
But according to St. John, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servant fight.
Well, that's just the point, Captain. He done said his kingdom were not of this world. And that is different.
Yes, but...
Just a moment, Captain. York, have you ever read this?
History of the United States.
Yeah, sure a lot of writing.
Daniel Boone.
Yeah. You know about him?
Well, everybody down there knows about Daniel Boone. First man into the Valley of the Three Forks.
And he was quite a man. One of the greatest. And that book's full of great men. York. What do you suppose that Boone was looking for when he went out alone into the wilderness?
Well, I never thought much on it.
Was he looking for new lands?
Might be.
Maybe. Maybe for something more. Something that a man just can't see with his eyes or hold in his hands. Something that some men don't even know they have until they've lost it.
Yes, sir.
To be free. Well, that's quite a word, freedom. I think that's what he wanted. I think that's what sent Boone into your Tennessee country.
Is that what this year book's about?
Yep. That's the story of a whole people's struggle for freedom. From the very beginning until now. But we're still struggling. It's quite a story, York. How we all got together and set up a government. Whereby all men were pledged to defend the rights of each man. And each man to defend the rights of all men. We call it a government of the people. By the people. And for the people.
Well, I never knowed it was all written down.
You're a religious man, York.
Yes, sir.
You want to worship God in your own way.
Yes, sir.
You're a farmer.
Yes, sir.
You want to plow your fields as you see fit and raise your family according to your own lights. And that's your heritage. And mine. Every American's. But the cost of that heritage is high. Sometimes it takes all we have to preserve it. Even our lives. How are you going to answer that, York?
Wow. You done give me a powerful lot to be a thinking about.
Well, take your time.
A powerful lot to think about. We're going to get to that in just a minute, but right now let's go to Chuck Whitaker on traffic. Chuck, what's happening out there?
We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Again, a little fog, a little haze here at the Tidings Bridge, but very calm, dead calm on the Susquehanna right now. So it's a nice ride there, and all the lanes are open. You know how quiet it is when I have to go to Delaware to find a wreck.
Well, at least we're doing well here in the great state of Maryland.
Well, I figured there's some listeners over there. This wreck is
absolutely
right around the Dover Air Force Base on Route 1 northbound, blocking the right lane. So, see, we're a full-service reporting agency here.
We are full-service and worldwide at WCBM.com. So you're spot on, Chuck, whether the wreck's in Baltimore or Milford or Seattle, we've got it covered, baby.
Exactly right. We're called fullofit.com.
fullofit.com here at WCBM. Thank you, my friend. Is that it?
That's it. We're done.
That's it. I'll see you in a little bit. Today, okay. It's going to be sunny high. Thank you very much, Chuck. Today, it's going to be sunny high 45. Tomorrow, rain 50. Sunday, more rain 62. So if you can, if you have errands, get them done today. Get out, get some fresh air, get your body, mind, soul moving, because in the 8 o'clock hour, we are going to help you do that. I've got two special experts in the studio with me, but we're talking about a lot of things this morning. And like It's a Wonderful Life, if you have never seen Sergeant York, I cannot recommend it enough, because it is a very, very profound movie. And again, it goes back to one of my main beliefs, which is Occam's Razor. And part of Occam's Razor is keep it simple, scholar. Keep it simple, scholar. And we just heard very, very profound words from Gary Cooper, who played Alvin York in 1941 in the incredible movie Sergeant York, when they talked about in that scene preserving life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and what our great nation has been built upon, of the people, by the people, for the people. And in that note, let's go to Colleen in Rivera Beach, Maryland, who would like to comment on It's a Wonderful Life. Colleen, I'm wishing you a very blessed Christmas season, and thank you very much for taking the time this morning to give us a call.
Absolutely, Jeff. I love your show.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate that.
There is a movie, it's called It Happened One Christmas, which is, in other words, Marlo Thomas is playing the lead. It's a woman instead of, like, Jimmy Stewart's playing the lead. You know,
yes.
It's the same thing. I wish you would look it up and watch it. I know you'd love it. Clara is the fallen angel, and it's played by Cloris Leachman.
Okay,
anyway, and Wayne Rogers from MASH is playing Marlo Thomas' husband.
Okay.
But I really wish you'd, I know you would love it.
Okay, absolutely.
I found it years ago, and it's just awesome. And I just wanted to, you know, let you know about it, because I know you're going to love it.
No, Colleen, what's it called again?
It's called It Happened One Christmas.
Do you know what year it was done, or what time frame?
Oh, my goodness.
Many, if you had to guess.
Many years ago.
Well, I guess if it's Marlo Thomas, it was probably done in the, early 70s or so?
Probably. But it's free. It's free TV. You can pick it up.
Awesome.
I watched it a couple times already this season.
Thank you, Colleen. And stay on the line, because I want to ask you a couple of questions. What are your thoughts? Are you a mother by chance?
I'm a grandmother.
You're a grandmother. I'm a grandfather, so that makes two of us. That's great. What are your thoughts on what's going on? I don't know why. I'm getting feedback. What are your thoughts on what's going on in our schools, what they're trying to do with our children? I would just like your perspective, because you took the time to call me this morning about another wonderful movie, which is obviously very moving. So if you will, just give me your thoughts for a couple of minutes.
All right, I have some grandchildren who are in school now.
How old are they?
Well, the one, let's see, she is six.
Okay.
She's the youngest one that's in school. Then I've had umpteen kids, you know, I mean, God, they're in their 30s now and in their 20s and stuff like that. The teachers, these are young teachers, are very upset with the system. And it's like they have to... go with the education system. You understand there's a curriculum.
We, you know what, Colleen? I am not going to let you skim over that, because that is such a profound statement. This is awesome. This is why I love talk radio. You, Colleen, just said something. I don't even know if you realize how profound it is. The young, and this is what popped into my brain, the young teachers, this is what gives us hope, are questioning the curriculum that is put upon them to teach our kids and our grandkids. And the good news is that hopefully the young teachers will be able to weave some of what they know is right for the children into the curriculum. Because if I'm hearing you right, Colleen, what you're saying is that a lot of that curriculum that's coming down upon them from high, by air quote, our betters, the younger teachers are saying, wait a minute, this is not right for these kids.
Right, and you know what's sad? Some of these teachers are, except, well, one that I heard about anyway, she said, I wish I hadn't even gone into this area.
Well, you know what? It's interesting, and I'm going to say this. My daughter-in-law, who is now at home raising my four-month-old grandson, she was a teacher in Baltimore County for, I want to say, 5 years or whatever. And Colleen and listeners, I have to tell you, some of the stories that she came home with literally made the hair stand on the back of my neck. And Colleen, the fact is, she taught fourth grade. I mean, but you know what the good news is, Colleen? And I'm going to leave you with this thought, and I want to wish you and your family a very blessed, healthy, and prosperous new year. You telling me that the younger teachers now are questioning what's coming down upon them in the curriculum is all part of the reason I did this show this morning, and the way I framed it is because I know in my heart, and I pray, that there is hope. And as President Trump said, the golden age of America is ahead of us. Do you agree with that, Colleen?
Amen. You know what? I was so elated when he won. So elated when, because he is hope. And I feel like he has given up. He's got a lot of money. So what?
So what? Who cares?
His whole life, and so is his family. For me,
yes,
I feel that personally. He did that.
That's a great way to put it, Colleen. I've got to go ahead real quick.
No,
you good?
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. There's our hope, and I think He's protecting Donald Trump.
Amen.
And I want to thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you, because it's been a pleasure to listen to you on the radio.
And I really mean that.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. And God bless you. All right, we're going to go to a break now. And when we get back, I've got some more information. And I do have a few minutes. So if you want, give me a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Because like I said, it's Friday. This is my last day on the air. And this show, I am trying to make all about you. We'll be right back.
Stay and relax with warm hot chocolate waiting for you during the holiday season at Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills. With easy check-in using their digital key, just download their Hilton Honors app, whether it's a holiday party or a get-together for drinks at the grill. You can wake up to a fresh, made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to Laura Luby in the sales department for your upcoming holiday event. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills to make your holiday bright.
I was on a routine patrol, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive, and now let's go to traffic from around the world with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening in Singapore?
Well, let me see here. What time of day would that be?
Beats the hell out of me.
It's
got to be sometime at night, and we know that something's happening, but let's stick with Baltimore and the surrounding areas for
now.
Let's
go with what we have for the time being.
Okay.
Looks good at Northern Parkway and Ruxton Road right here at the city-county line. No problems at all. Just had a look. Some areas on the Beltway getting a little bit of bright sunshine now, where it's just come up over the tops of the trees. So the inner loop at Hartford Road, some of the areas around I-83, and down the west side, not a lot of traffic, but you need your sunglasses to be prepared for that. They're still mopping up. Some of the equipment is leaving now from the fire overnight, but they're going to be there for a while. 3839th Street in the area at Greenmount Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, thank you very much. We'll see you in the next hour. Today it will be sunny with a high of 45, so get out there and enjoy it. Get moving. Tomorrow it's going to be rainy, high 50. Sunday, more liquid sunshine, high 62. So if you've got anything going on that you can get out and do today, get it done. We're going to go back to the calls, and we're going to Larry in Pikesville. Larry, good morning, and thank you very much for giving us a call this morning. The menorah that you see coming off of 695 headed south into Pikesville is quite beautiful. It must be 10 feet tall.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Jeff, we met several weeks ago, the beginning of the month, at a soiree, and we had a brief conversation, pleasant one, and you told me that you would be on the air at the end of the month, and you asked me to reach out and give you a call. I'm honoring that request.
Okay.
That was an evening where Kate the Great was one of the main attractions. You might recall that event.
I sure do. That was at a, I believe, a Patriot Club of America event. And as a matter of fact, I've got the man that makes it all happen, our Vice President Tony DeCesar, in the studio. So I hope you listen in the 8 o'clock hour, because he is going, along with Michelle, give us a lot of great information about fitness and nutrition.
Okay. Well, that's we can all learn from that. It was an event in Timonium, and as I said, Kate was one of the high-profile attendees. She also has one of my Trump T-shirts, and she claims that she loves it. So
good.
I'm happy about that.
Good.
Okay, I have to correct something that one of your colleagues stated yesterday on the air, and you'll let him know when he gets back. I don't think he's there today. Today is December the 27th, okay? Tomorrow is December the 28th. Tomorrow, December 28th, 1958, was the date of the greatest game ever played.
Very good. Well, and to me, it's not the date. It was an incredible event.
I'm sorry, what?
It's not so much the date as it was an incredible event.
Oh, absolutely. But just for the record, it was Sunday, December 28th.
Very good. Thank you, Larry. It's great to hear from you. We're running up against the sands of the hourglass, so let's go to Carletta in Jarrettsville. Carletta, good morning, and welcome to WCBM.
Good morning. Thank you. I know that we're running up on time, but I just wanted to let you know, Baltimore County Schools, they indoctrinated my son. He was 15. He was going through puberty, and I believe in God, and I've tried to teach all my children, but they told me that I'd rather have a dead son or a daughter that's alive.
Oh, here we go.
Then he wanted to change his name after he was 18. A doctor, the endocrinologist, gave him estrogen, that Lupron. So now he's sterile. He's 24 now. But he's very upset. When he wanted to change his name, the judge went ahead and changed his gender. So then he got his driver's license changed to be a girl. He went ahead and he's changed his name. If I call him by his dead name, he hangs up on me. And it's divided our family because my older children sometimes call him she. And we get into disagreements because I say he's not a she, he's a he. He's
right.
My son.
Right,
and
exactly.
I tell him the truth and I said, God has made you in his image. I said, look in the mirror. You're not a girl. You're a boy.
Correct.
And he hasn't had surgery, but it really has made my family divided. It's horrible. I cry, and all I can do is keep praying. And I feel like when it's in a wonderful life, when I'm praying to God and I'm saying, God, it doesn't matter what happens to me. Please save him.
Amen. And that's, you know what, the fact is, Coletta, thank you very much for the call. That's all we can do is pray. And Coletta, I pray that one day your son will realize the incredible gift that God gave him, which is life through you, and that, you know, through prayer and love, that he will see that he is an incredible young man. So I've got time. I'm going to go to Debbie in Whitehall. You're a teacher. Debbie, thank you very much for calling. We've got about 30 seconds left.
I teach driver's ed, so I drive with kids when they're like 16 years old, and I brought up...
God bless you, Debbie. Go ahead.
I brought up the subject of our founding fathers and how when they couldn't agree on documents, they took a break for three days and prayed and fasted to get God's direction. And this kid, this is what's happening in the public schools with the different textbooks now. This kid said, oh, our teacher said Ben Franklin, he never bathed. And he said they all had to leave. I'm telling you, that's what's coming out of the public schools teaching.
Well, Debbie, keep it up because it's people like you that will make the difference. We'll be right back. This is Jeff McDonald on WCBM Talk Radio 680.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Property damage but no injuries reported in southeast Texas. Raked by a series of tornadoes yesterday, Wharton County, roughly 40 miles southwest of Houston, was especially hard hit. And forecasters warn there is a possibility of more rough weather today across parts of Texas, as well as Arkansas and Louisiana. There's a storm of a different type, a political storm, raging in South Korea.
South Korea's opposition-controlled National Assembly has voted to impeach the country's acting leader, Han Duck-soo. The Assembly approved the impeachment motion in a 192-0 vote on Friday, while governing party lawmakers boycotted the vote. Han, the number two official in South Korea, has been the caretaker leader after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached by the Assembly over his short-lived imposition of martial martial law earlier this month. Han's impeachment further deepens South Korea's political crisis and damages its international image. I'm Charles Villathesma.
Communist China continues to build its military might. Today it christened a new amphibious assault ship capable of launching fighter jets designed to strengthen the Chinese Navy's combat ability in distant seas. The Japanese cabinet approving a record $55 billion defense budget for next year. Japan is beefing up its defense capability with long-range cruise missiles starting to deploy Tomahawks as it faces a growing threat from China as well as from North Korea and Russia. Angered by the announcement of new U.S. military sales and more aid for Taiwan, Beijing is imposing sanctions on 7 American-based companies. China also objects to the recently approved annual U.S. defense spending bill. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 141 points. NASDAQ futures off 66 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Calm.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Now looking at 795 northbound, no construction today. You're clear from Franklin Boulevard up to the ramp at 140. Later on next week or the week after, the construction will come back and they'll block the right lane. JFX still pretty quiet there. Do not see any issues other than some bright sunshine once in a while on sections of the Beltway. But that's about it. Still very nice with the lanes open and still pretty quiet right now. May change later today, but right now we're doing fine both directions at the Harbor Tunnels on 95 and also on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soak up the sunshine today. We are soaking up wet weather over the weekend. Partly cloudy at 45 today. Rain off and on tomorrow, 50 the high. Sunday, more clouds, more showers. 62 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. One person is dead after a fire in a row home in East Baltimore early this morning. Fire crews arrived and knocked down the three-alarm fire in the 500 block of East 38th Street. Three homes are affected by the blaze. No other injuries reported. A Pennsylvania man is dead after a crash in Anne Arundel County. Authorities say 53-year-old Frank Howard died when his vehicle went off the road and hit a tree in Curtis Bay early Thursday morning. That crash is under investigation. Baltimore City officials say three courthouses are open again after they were closed due to high levels of Legionella bacteria. City officials said that after cleanup and mitigation measures, the closures were not related to any public health concerns. And a record number of viewers watched the Christmas Day NFL doubleheader. The league says that according to Nielsen, about 65 million combined viewers tuned into two games. The Ravens-Texans matchup averaged 24.3 million viewers. And the NFL says they were the most streamed NFL games in U.S. history. Julie Ryder, WCBM News.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at planbaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit planbaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer legal safe.
Real stories.
The Biden White House has been the most anti-Israel.
For real life.
Seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
Check in often for updates. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Before we get into the Power Hour, Too Sweet to Be Sour, this is the hour about you, the listener, and by doing that, I've got two experts on nutrition, health, and fitness. But before I get into that, I want to offer my prayers to both Coletta and Debbie, our last two callers of the hour. Coletta, I know that at some point through strong prayer, the bond between you and your son will be reunited. And Debbie, you are a driving instructor for Baltimore County Schools, so God bless you. But you have the incredible opportunity to spend one-on-one time with young students in a car. And thank you very much for doing what you can do to possibly change their hearts and mind. Okay, before we get into this, I have to give a hat tip to Deion Sanders, who warns players not to be caught smoking before their bowl game. I can't even believe I'm having this conversation, but I think it's relevant because we have Michelle Duhl and Tony DeCesar, president and founder of Metabolics, and again, we're going to be talking about nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. The fact that the Colorado Buffaloes head coach Deion Sanders has a major warning for his players ahead of Friday's Alamo Bowl game. If any of them are caught smoking before the game, it'll be your last puff. I mean, give me a break. Whatever happened to young men playing football? But I digress. This hour is not about them. I just want to give the hat tip to Deion Sanders and also hat tip to Breitbart. That's where I saw the article. So, let's get to the topic of this hour, which is all about you, and we will be taking your calls at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. This is my last hour with you all, and I wanted to make it relevant for you, hence bringing in two experts. So, Michelle, if you will, please introduce yourself, but first and foremost, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We are so looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Oh, my goodness. No, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure.
I've known Tony, I just thought about it, about 20 years now. My daughter's 21 today, and I reached out to him.
Well, happy. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Kate.
Kate. Well, how old is she?
She is 21.
Aha, big 21.
Yes.
Kate, a very happy and blessed birthday to you. Your mother's amazing.
So that's how I know I've known him, at least 20 years. I know I reached out to him when she was about a year old to really help me. I thought I knew a lot about fitness. I thought I knew a lot about eating. I thought I knew a lot about what was in my food. And it turns out I really didn't. And he's helped me with that, among a lot of other things, my back injuries and my meniscal knee repairs.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm first and foremost a registered nurse. I became a registered nurse in 1992. And that's really the basis of who I am. I went to an associate's program, and before I was even 21, I was a registered nurse. About 10 years later, I went back to school to become a certified registered nurse anesthetist. I definitely have to give a shout out to that. I first learned about them because they were the absolute smartest people, and they were in the operating rooms, and I met them at the shock trauma center in the operating rooms in the early 90s, and I just knew that's what I wanted to do. I went back to school in 2000. There were no schools in Maryland. I had to go up to Philadelphia, and I'm still practicing that today, but I would say about 10 years ago, I again, always had issues with health, but I think like most people, you have someone you love or yourself starts to have a health issue and you start really looking into it.
Right.
And, you know, diving deeper into it. And that's when I really started learning and looking into health and fitness and what's happening. And that led me to my family nurse practitioner, which okay. I just received. I'll tell you, going back to school in your 50s is...
God bless you. It's tough.
It's a bit challenging, well, but I believe in it.
Right, right.
And earning it is going to allow me to help more people. So that's where I am today.
Okay. And Tony, real quick, before we go to traffic and weather, you're a veteran here on WCBM. Just give a little overview on you and metabolics, please.
So we started out, I started the business right after my wife had, and I've been doing this my entire life. So, I mean, my 30 plus years, you know, in health, fitness, and nutrition, in every discipline, corporate wellness, rehabilitation, top to bottom. And I, you know, I'm fortunate enough that I get to meet people like Michelle.
Right.
You know, and we've, like she said, 20 years, and that network has grown and grown, and we've watched the industry morph. So it's become more hand in glove with the medical community now, because they see it as a viable,
thank God,
treatment. So,
and finally,
yeah. So I'm fortunate to have the relationship with her as I do with many other people, and that's just kind of the direction. You know, people need to be proactive with their health. All right,
yes.
You are 100% in charge of how, you know, your health and how you feel. And that's just kind of where Michelle and I sort of merged.
All right. So when we get back from traffic and weather, we're going to dig into this, and this is all about you. So let's go to traffic and weather. Chuck, what's happening out there in the Baltimore and surrounding areas?
A couple of things just in. Middletown Road, I think the cross street here is Cooper Road. I looked it up. It's west of 83. They're reporting a vehicle on his side and another vehicle also involved. So watch out for that. Middletown Road, that would be in the neighborhood of about 2 miles west of 83 up at the top of the hill. So
right.
Continue to watch for that. We're just getting a report also of a vehicle fire on 795 southbound, and the report just indicated between Owings Mills Boulevard and the ramps around the area of the Beltway. So now I'm going to be looking. If we have a minute here, I'll take a look.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
as much information as possible.
McDonough Road, nothing there. And going back up a little bit here towards Owings Mills Boulevard, have not seen anything yet. Doesn't mean it's not there, but it's out of camera range at this particular point. But that was the report southbound between Owings Mills Boulevard and the Beltway. So we'll get an eyeball on that, and we'll come back and let you know in about 10, 12 minutes.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Chuck. The key is to be safe and take it easy out there. Today it's sunny. High 45, tomorrow rain, high 50, Sunday more rain, high 62. So if you can, get out and about today and get some of that fresh air. Okay, this entire hour is going to be about, like I always talk about, Occam's Razor, keep it simple, scholar. And that's why we have Michelle and Tony in the studio with us. So Michelle, like I always say to Tony, there are people who so desperately want to do something. However, they just don't know where to get started. So with your expertise, I mean, if we could do some, you know, this is an open conversation in this hour. So between you and Tony, let's just talk about that.
Well, I think the two most important things in my mind, if we're keeping it very simple, is moving and what you eat.
Right.
And we can just get started.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have to be complicated.
So on that note, it doesn't have to be complicated, but so many people run to their doctor for whatever, if they have the sniffles or whatever. Are there labs that you feel are often overlooked that we should be paying attention to, I guess, from a blood perspective?
Well, yes. I feel like labs can steer us in the right direction. One of the things that I think we're hearing a lot about, but a lot of people still don't know about it, is vitamin D. Some people may be really sick of hearing about it. Other people maybe have never heard about it. What's interesting is Medicare sometimes doesn't even pay for it if it's ordered by a healthcare physician or provider.
Wait. Why wouldn't they pay for something that's as crucial as vitamin D? We don't know, right?
We don't know.
You know what, Tony? We should have the audio. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
My other question is, why do they pay for insulin in your blood pressure medicines when I really feel that they could be paying for high-quality supplements so you don't need insulin and high blood pressure medicine?
Very.
And we don't do that either.
We're going down the rabbit hole I wanted to go down. Tony, your thoughts?
Look, healthcare is a train wreck in this industry. I mean, the whole industry is a train wreck in this country, and everybody agrees with that. I mean, you look at what RFK is doing right now, mm-hmm. RFK Jr., mm-hmm. turning this thing upside down. Okay, there are very entrenched people in that industry. There are decisions that they make, okay, that no one understands. I'll give you a good example. So we hear about this whole GLP-1 thing going on now, right? And insurance companies cover that, which is Ozempic and Mounjaro, the weight loss drugs.
The weight loss drugs that are supposed to be for diabetes, right?
Correct. That's okay. The primary reason. Diagnosis, but now it's being used for weight loss and whatever. I just found out the other day, and Michelle can expand on this, but one of the most important things that you can do, one of the most diagnostic things from a fitness and healthcare standpoint, is that you can get a blood glucose monitor. And you can put that thing on and sit there and see exactly what's going on 24 hours a day. The insurance companies, in many cases, will pay for the drugs, but will not pay for the monitor.
Where can you get the monitor?
I guess Michelle.
Well,
she's got a big smile on her face.
Well, they have to be ordered.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, Walgreens or whatever.
No. If they were at Walgreens, I actually really believe in continuous glucose monitors. I think a lot of people have seen them. They've seen people wearing them. They're little patches you see on your arm.
Yes.
And that basically is continuously showing what your blood glucose is. It's an app on your phone, and at any time you are shown a number. And why I think it's really important is it's data. People are data driven, and
yes. Now more than ever, right?
High glucose, high blood pressure, those are diseases that they don't really hurt us. You know, you hurt your finger, you go get it looked at. You have these high glucose and high insulin, which is another buzzword for me. A lot of people talk about glucose, but I think insulin's really important, you know, too. It's ignored. But I think if you're able to see a number, you eat a brownie or something with high sugar, mm-hmm. you see a number. You can see what it does to your glucose.
Instantaneously.
On the other hand, if you exercise 30 minutes, heart rate targeted, you see what that can do to
right
your
away.
Blood right away. And I think that really helps people. If we just say it happens, you know, but if you can really see it. So does it fix the problem? No. But I think
it triggers a warning, right?
Yes, and it makes people think. And I'll also say that I always say we put people in boxes. Everybody's different.
Amen.
So what spikes
Amen.
Your blood glucose
exactly.
may be very different than what spikes Tony's or mine. So to just say, hey, don't eat this, do this, it's a blanket statement, and it doesn't fit for everyone. So I believe this is very helpful in knowing what works for you. When you wake up in the morning, what's your, you know, blood glucose? So I happen to be very a fan of them. However, it's you can't go by them.
Okay, so how do you you're saying for anybody or someone who has issue with diabetes?
Oh, let me jump in here real quick.
Go.
I don't see a reason why anyone shouldn't have access to this information.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back to this, and that's a great point, Tony. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to dig into this monitor, and I'm hoping that you're finding this as beneficial and enlightening as I am. So we'll be right back. This is Jeff McDonald on The Morning Drive.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Okay, let's go. Top row, tell me what you see on the eye chart.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
America? iCareAmerica.org?
Yes, iCare America is a program that helps seniors 65 and older who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. There are thousands of volunteer ophthalmologists throughout the United States, which means there's probably a participating doctor right where you live. To protect your eyes, early detection is key. So don't wait. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to iCareAmerica.org today. That's EYECareAmerica.org.
One more time before you wake up in the wild.
Our natural world needs us now. Step by step, side by side, together, we can find a way to ensure that all life on Earth can thrive. To learn more about how you can help protect and conserve nature, visit nature.org.
The Kim Glasic Show.
It kills me about those that say, oh, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share. What about the others that don't pay their fair share, that are spending our tax dollars like it's water? How about those people? Are we never to expect them to pay their fair share? Are we going to sit here? Are we going to continue to support them while we yell at the top 1-2% that they should pay their fair share? Everybody should pay their fair share if that's the case.
The Kim Glasic Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're back. We offer traffic from around the world on WCBM.com, but for our purposes, let's go to Chuck Whitaker with traffic in the Baltimore and surrounding areas. Chuck, what's happening?
Listen, don't encourage him, because if Sean's listening, I'll be doing traffic in Rangoon.
There you go. What the heck do they have in Rangoon?
I don't know. But, I mean, he might want me to start like 3 o'clock in the morning and do stuff in London and work my way across.
Foot traffic in Rangoon.
That would be all right. You know. And the bridge over the River Kwai.
There you go, baby.
The new wreck is southbound I-97. It's before the ramp at Route 32 and Route 3. So if you're traveling south from Benfield Boulevard, we'll try to get a look at that. And in the meantime, it's reported as minor, but that's a busy junction right there. The wreck in northern Baltimore County, Middletown Road, a couple of miles west of 83 at the intersection at Cooper Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll see you in a little bit. Okay, so today is sunny and a high of 45. So we were just talking about vitamin D. There's a great opportunity to get some natural vitamin D because tomorrow is rain high 50, Sunday more rain high 62. Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald. This is our last show for this week, but I will be back, I hope, in the future. And I wanted to spend this last hour with two experts on fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. So joining me in the studio are Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, and Michelle Duhl, who is a nurse. And when we went to break, we were talking about a very interesting little monitor called a CGM, which is a continuous glucose monitor. And Tony, you were getting ready to make some very good points about that.
So, sorry about that. Let me give you a good example. Michelle ended up getting a glucose monitor for one of our clients who was having issues because he was misdiagnosed. And we always assumed that there were issues in regards to high blood glucose.
Right.
But it got denied through his insurance initially. So we ended up You know, in this industry, you have to know people to know people to know people to get things done. So that's what we did.
If I may real quick ask, how much do these, and again, just so everyone knows, because we have listeners coming and going all the time, the continuous glucose monitor is the little patch that you might see on someone's bicep, and that patch is connected to an app, correct, Michelle? That is on their phone, though, that instantaneously, immediately, and Michelle made a great point, if you eat a brownie, it's going to, or anything that's high in sugar, it's going to show you immediately the result to that. And then on a good note, if you start exercising, it's also going to show you what's going on there as well. So go ahead, Tony.
Right. So the impact of physical activity, right, or whatever it is that you put into your mouth.
Do we know how much these things cost?
They're about 30. You can get them. That's a loaded question. But okay, just to give an idea, you can get them for about $37 if your insurance will pitch in.
Right.
The thing is, they're usually for 14 days. And $37 doesn't sound like a lot, but
dollar a day.
No,
$2 a day.
But it can add up for some people.
Sure. No, absolutely.
And also, they're making a lot of strides with these. Actually, Dexcom, which is a big one of the big companies that makes them, is coming out with Stelo, S-T-E-L-O, which will be for exactly what we're talking about, which is a little bit different than for our diabetics. Ours is more for health, fitness, guiding how we, you know, make decisions in our lives. Diabetics need it to live. So the FDA has mandates on what those monitors need to do. Dexcom and many, and I think we're going to start seeing them. I think you're going to start seeing them. People are catching on to them. Has made one that doesn't necessarily have all the mandates of the FDA.
Well, I think that you made a very good point earlier that it is an excellent tool. And as you alluded, or Tony did, one of the two of you, we are a data-driven society. And the other thing is, to dovetail that, we want information instantaneously. And this sounds like it's a wonderful tool. Tony, you're getting ready to say something.
My point about that is that information is invaluable. I mean, mm-hmm. it's no different than,
exactly,
it's no different than wearing a heart rate monitor. I mean, you know, this is one of the easiest, things to use to evaluate where you are right now. Okay, you eat a piece of food, you get a big spike in your blood glucose. The example I was giving you of the individual that we thought was having issues as far as pre-diabetes, he didn't have glucose spikes. He was hitting lows. His blood glucose was dropping down into like the 50s,
wow,
throughout the day. It was completely,
wow,
the opposite, but he couldn't get it approved, so they wouldn't give it to him. Now, let me explain something to you. An insurance company won't approve this for someone that has a medical condition, a diagnosed medical condition, but I have a diabetic dog that they gave it to.
Same, it's the same principle, same thing.
It's the same exact thing. It's got an app on your phone. I mean, my diabetic dog got
through your veterinarian, obviously.
Absolutely, 100%.
What was the cost? Because unless you have pet insurance, what was the cost to you for that?
It's like $40.
Oh, my God. This seems like the same logic, and we're going to have to go to the bottom of the hour here in a second, but this seems like the same philosophy as a newborn getting the gonorrhea gel on their eyes and a hepatitis shot. I mean, it just seems like the entire industry, if you will, is on its head, if that makes sense. And when we get from the bottom of the hour, because we are going up against the sands of the hourglass, we are going to talk about some of the very first things we can do to improve our health. And I hope that you all are getting as much out of this as I am. And I'm so thankful to have Tony DeCesar and Michelle Duhl in the office with me this morning. So please stand by for news with Julie Reiter.
Good morning. The news headlines are brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive. Police are investigating a shooting in East Baltimore on Preston Street on Thursday. Officers responded and found a 27-year-old male suffering from a gunshot wound to the back of his head. He's listed in critical condition at a hospital. One person dead after a fire in a row home in East Baltimore early this morning. Fire crews arrived and knocked down the three-alarm fire in the 500 block of East 38th Street. Three homes are affected by the blaze. No other injuries reported. First-time claims for unemployment are down across the country, but that's not the case in Maryland. The U.S. Department of Labor reports initial jobless filings rose to more than 2,600 for the week ending December 21st, an increase of nearly 230. The College Football Bowl action continues today with five games, including Oklahoma versus Navy in the Armed Forces Bowl, and on Saturday, East Carolina plays NC State in the Military Bowl in Annapolis. Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3, 447, the pick 4, 0079. I'm Julie Reiter, WCBM News.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. Let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening?
There's been an update on this wreck on I-97. It's actually northbound I-97 coming up from Route 32 and before Benfield Boulevard. It's only a single lane to the right, so there's going to be a backup now as you're coming north from that area to I-97 and again working your way up towards Benfield Boulevard. I don't think there's too much of an impact southbound, but they might be looking at it as you're moving south from Millersville through there. So between Millersville and Annapolis, you'll have a delay on I-97 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much.
Outdoor plans this weekend, try to get them done sooner than later. We've got rain on the way. The bulk of the wet weather tomorrow and Sunday. No rain, though, today. A dry day. Partly cloudy. Just a little bit warmer. 45 this afternoon. It's late tonight we start to get the showers. Rain off and on tomorrow. 50 the high. More showers Sunday. 62 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't miss new member deals dropping every week with My Lowe's Rewards, and it's free to join because Lowe's knows deals. My Lowe's Rewards program is subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This 835 look back on Baltimore sports moments in 2024 is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The football season in Baltimore may not be over yet, but what a season it's been. Sunday night, September 29th, the Ravens are 0-2, and the big bad Buffalo Bills are in town.
There goes Henry up a big run against Dallas. Derrick Henry on the run. Hamlin and Lewis chasing on the 40 and the 30. He will score!
The King ran for 199 yards that night, and the 87-yarder was the longest run from scrimmage in Ravens history as Baltimore crushed the Bills 35-10. And then the very next week in Cincinnati, it was Lamar's turn.
Justice Hill is the back. Likely in motion, he bottles it. Scoops it in, vacuums it home. Here comes Hubbard. Oh, he threw him away like a rag doll. And he throws in the end zone. Caught! Caught for a touchdown! Caught for a touchdown by Likely! Absolutely amazing!
Simply put, Lamar was Lamarvelous. 348 yards in the air, four touchdowns, and somehow, some way, the Ravens beat the Bengals in Cincinnati 41-38 in overtime. Finally, December 21st on a cold Saturday night in Baltimore with the Steelers in town, a chance for the Ravens to clinch the playoffs.
Wilson, pressure. That's a good run. That's picked off the other way. Marlon Humphrey, pick six.
Marlon Humphrey's first pick six of his career, and it propelled the Ravens into the playoffs 34-17 over the Steelers. Here's hoping for more meaningful football in January and February. Happy holidays, everyone. And that is Stein on Sports. Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASE certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, your guest host. Thank you very much for joining me this week. In studio with me right now is Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, and Michelle Dole, who is a registered nurse. And we're talking about our health, our lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition. And one of the things we were talking about before the bottom of the break was the simple, single things we can do to make us feel better. And Tony made a great point that this is not flu season. It's high sugar, low vitamin D season. So if you will, please expound upon that.
From my opinion?
Yes.
So I'm going to be honest, because I didn't start paying attention to this until like I had said yesterday, I was vaccine injured. My doctor put me on pharmaceutical grade, you know, vitamin D, and then I started doing more research into it. And Michelle and I have had very in depth conversations about this, which I'll let her expand on. But the truth is that we don't get enough natural sunlight. If you live above the border of Tennessee, okay, between the months of October and like March, you're not going to get the right amount of ultraviolet light to stimulate vitamin D production. So if you, and I would say, Michelle, what do you think on a percentage basis, how many people are low in vitamin D in this area?
Just an educated guess.
Almost all of us.
Unless we're
taking a supplement.
Wow.
Right. So my point is that supplemental vitamin D, you know, because we do have that period between Thanksgiving and, let's say, like St. Patrick's Day, as an example. You know, you've got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, you've got New Year's, you've got Valentine's Day, high sugar, high sugar, high sugar. And sugar's inflammatory, okay?
Yes.
And vitamin D is the fundamental building block of your immune system. So if you have low immunity, you know, and you're adding inflammatory, you know, foods into your diet, that's just a recipe for getting ill.
Amazing. Amazing. So go ahead.
Well, you know, it's easy. I mean, vitamin D is really easy. They're small capsules. People that have trouble with big capsules, it can come in liquid form. Yes, we could go into brands and kinds and what it's mixed with. But, I mean, if you can just get yourself some vitamin D. The other thing is a lot of people will answer me and say, oh, my vitamin D is in this multivitamin I take. Well, it might only be like 200.
Right.
I use something. I mean, 1,000, 5,000 a day. And you really should have it checked. And they'll say normal levels are between 40 and 80. And I'm just going to go out there and say, I think 40 is way too low. You should be sitting at close to 80. And quite frankly, I don't know why the government wasn't handing this stuff out during COVID. They should have been handing this stuff out.
Well, yeah, we know why they weren't handing it out. I mean, again, it goes back to show me the money. Next time, we're going to have that audio clip with us. So, vitamin D, and you made a very good point, and I was going to ask, is it better? I mean, like you said, it really doesn't make any difference, but you need to take it as itself, not blended into, as you alluded, a multivitamin, because it's not...
Well, you can take it. I'm just saying that most of the time when it's mixed in the multivitamin that you're taking, it's not nearly enough.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to get your vitamin D checked through your blood work. That's the whole point. I have to do mine twice a year. I do it in December when there's very little sun, and I do it in June, you know, when I'm outside more, to see what the difference is. And there's another issue you need to focus on. Not everyone absorbs vitamin D the same way.
Ah,
so,
okay.
You know, the dosage that you take is not going to be the same dosage that I take. I have a very low vitamin D absorption rate, so I have to take a larger amount of it than average people. Most of that is predicated on your metabolism, but it also has to do with weight. It's the same thing with zinc. You know, it's predicated on absorption. But those two elements right there, if you don't want to get sick and you want to get, you know, you want to get through the cold and flu season, cut out sugar and go to supplemental vitamin D.
All right. So getting back, go ahead.
I just wanted to say a little hack.
No.
If you take vitamin D with something a little bit, a healthy fat, which I'll say, some almond butter, your fish oil. I'm a big fish oil proponent. So a lot of times people can increase the absorption by taking it with something, a healthy fat.
Okay, let's talk about fish oil, if you will, because if the two sort of coincide, is there a difference in the quality of fish oil? I take one that I've been taking for a long time. It's more of a boutique type, as Tony's, I'm sorry, as Metabolics products are. And yet you'll see fish oil, for example, at the big box stores. I don't want to name names. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here.
Yes, In my heart, I don't believe that all fish oils are created equal. I do believe that there's the ratios in them. A lot of people probably haven't looked at, but there's a ratio to them. I also believe that you need a little bit of a higher amount to really get that anti-inflammatory piece, and people don't like to take it because, unlike vitamin D, they're a little bit larger, pills to take.
They are larger capsules, yes.
But I'm going to just go out there and say, if you can just get fish oil in you,
all right,
that's better than nothing.
Hold that thought, because we got to go to traffic, and when we get back, we'll talk a bit more about fish oil. So, Chuck, let us know what's happening on the highways and byways.
All right, a couple of new things. The big wreck now, and the new problem just in the last 10 minutes, inner loop of the Beltway between Route 40 and I-70. Can't quite see which lane is affected from the camera shot that I'm looking at, but I can tell you there is an impact already that goes back to Route 40. It's going to back up to Edmondson Avenue and back to Frederick Road. So that's the traffic north from 95 trying to get up to I-70. And then beyond that, some traffic is getting by, and then we should be okay towards Liberty Road. But right now, pretty congested on the inner loop as you're passing exit 15. The other wreck and the cleanup is still there, I-97 northbound as you're coming up the hill from Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll see you in a few. Today, sunny, high 45. Get out and get some natural vitamin D. Tomorrow, rain, high 50. Sunday, more rain, high 62. So let's get back to this. I'm joined in the studio, and very thankfully so, with Tony DeCesar, president of Metabolics, and Michelle Duell, who is a nurse. And Michelle was just making some great points about fish oil. And as I alluded, I've been taking it for a long time. I take a specific brand that is a boutique brand. But Michelle made a great point that it may not necessarily be the brand. It's the fact that, like all of this, you're doing something.
Yes, I think if right now you are not taking any fish oil at all, taking some is going to help. Get used to it. Get used to when you take it. Those sort of things. It's really it's one of the best anti-inflammatories that we have.
Well, so my personal opinion is that I think that the cold water krill, because it's the qualitative value of the omega-3 fats that are in there, they also have it's also good for joint health. So, you know, that omega-3 is really what you're trying to focus on, and that's what Michelle's kind of getting to. I think that not just that, but the fact that people have gotten sort of brainwashed into this whole thing about fat in general. I mean, for the most part, fat's not really that big of a deal in regards to your body processing. It's the qualitative value of the fat. I'd probably have to venture to say 50 to 60% of my caloric intake is probably from dietary fat in the form of healthy fat, you know, as far as like avocados and oils and things along those lines. It's also, the benefit of that is that it sustains you and you don't really ever get hungry. So if you compound that with the right amount of protein in a given day, your appetite really never becomes an issue, which is probably one of the most critical components of weight management.
Speaking of protein, you know, a lot of people enjoy as a supplement protein powder, and I recently saw an article, I didn't have an opportunity to read it, that had some warning about whey.
It depends.
Can you elaborate on it?
It depends on where it's resourced. There's
okay.
different
okay.
raw material is different wherever you mean, you know.
That's a great point.
And that's with any product that you buy, any dietary supplement. So, you know, the gold standard is, you know, New Zealand, you know, you want to look for, this is what we do, we look for raw material suppliers that don't, you know, use, you know, hormones.
Okay.
Which is tough in this country because they're pretty much all using hormones. You know, the cleaner the raw material, the better the product. Protein sources have different amino acid profiles, so you don't want to eat or take in the same protein source every single time you eat. So you kind of mix it. You do eggs in the morning. You do a protein supplement mid-morning. You eat lean meat in the afternoon, you know, for your lunchtime meal. The same thing, go to fish in the afternoon if you want to. You got to mix it up because you want to get a broad spectrum of amino acids. And each protein source has its own amino acid constituency. So it's like you don't want to stick to it. It's so funny. I hear people say, well, I'm going on the egg diet. And I'm like, good luck because you're not going to have many friends when you're done with that. I mean, that is just sort of like the rice and beans diet. And that's not going to work either. But yeah,
beans, the musical fruit.
My point is that you have to look at where things are resourced. And that's the most important part. Just like the krill oil, which is cold water, omega-3 fat. So it's a lot more complicated than most people think.
I'll also throw in there, I think I hear every day a lot of people have, you know, their joints hurt, you know, whether it's their hips.
No, I can raise my hand to that.
Whether it's their knees, it happens. But I do think anything that we can reduce our inflammation is going to help with that.
Hence the omega-3 fatty acids.
Yes, and our processed foods.
Well, you know, let's talk about, Tony and I were talking about that a little bit yesterday, and I'd love mm-hmm. to hear your perspective on that this morning as well. And my son is an avid Europe traveler, and he always, whenever he comes back, he always says to me, I don't understand why in Europe they can do the day-to-day market type shopping and buy less quantities. And we talked about people are so busy, so on and so forth. We talked about meal prepping yesterday versus what we do, which is go to a grocery store and fill up a basket of groceries. So, yeah, elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, I'll bring up, I just thought it was really funny. I sent Tony a picture from, we were visiting overseas, and it was a beautiful market, and there was fresh fish, fresh meats, fresh breads, and it had an American aisle. And I couldn't help but send him a picture because the American aisle was Cheetos and Utz and chips.
Pop-Tarts.
And Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts, the breakfast of champions.
It was really telling. It was really telling. That one photo, I think, said a lot for us.
You know what? It's interesting, and this just came into my brain. We used to do that. Lexington Market, Northeast Market, Northwest Market,
Cross Street Market.
And now, and real quick, touch on this because they're spattered throughout the Baltimore County and the metropolitan area, the surrounding counties as well. Would the closest thing to that right now possibly be the Dutch markets?
Wow. So, you know, I go up to Lancaster. It's a little bit different up there.
Okay.
Their markets are, you know, much different than the ones that we have down here. I would probably have to say, to make it a cultural change, people need to get into the habit of attending the farmers markets.
All right. So let's hold that thought because we've got one more segment. And I think that one of the simplest things is, like you said, the vitamin D, the omega-3, so on and so forth. I think shopping for food is also simple. So when we get back to the from the break, we'll get back into that. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Hi, this is Brian Guterjohn of Advanced Termite Control. Join me for What's Bugging You on Saturdays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
To traffic with Chuck Whitaker. And Chuck, if you can, stay with me for about 30 seconds after the report, please.
Sure. Everybody behaved themselves up until about the last half an hour.
Exactly. When it should have been busy, it was great.
Now, like my grandmother used to say, it's gone to hell in a handbasket.
Hell in a handbasket, baby.
Yep, so there we go. The outer loop of the Beltway, new wreck now between 83 and the JFX. Several vehicles are involved. The backup goes over to 83. The inner loop wreck is north of Route 40 between there and I-70. Several lanes are blocked. That backup almost back to Frederick Road. So late problems there. They're still working on the wreck coming north from the Gambrels area in Odenton and from Annapolis, northbound I-97. The wreck is north of Route 32. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you it was an absolute pleasure working with you this week. I want to thank you for everything, and I wish you and your family a very healthy and prosperous 2025. It was a pleasure.
Same to you, my friend. Good to have you here.
Thank you, and I look forward to working with you again in the future if WCBM will so allow me.
Well, you know, I've been around 55 years. I guess I'll be around some more.
Amen to that. You always do a phenomenal job, and I'm an avid listener, and I always enjoy listening to you. And I also must say I enjoyed our little journey down wrestling history lane.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll do it again.
Yes, we will, my
Jeff,
friend.
You did a good job. I appreciate you being in with me.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. You too. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Talk soon. All right. Today, sunny high 45. Tomorrow, rain high 50. Sunday, more rain, high 62. So let's get back to this. I'm joined with Tony DeCesar from Metabolics and Michelle Dool, who's a registered nurse. And what we're trying to wrap up here with the last couple of minutes we have is the simplest way that we can get started to get into new habits and lifestyles in 2025. So, Michelle, I'll start with you. Ladies first, give us a couple of insights from your perspective of the simplest things we can do.
Well, I'm going to go back to it. You can get yourself some vitamin D. The other thing is move. Just get up and move. I hear from so many people that, you know, I don't have time for, like, marathons, half marathons, getting to the gym for an hour. It really is. If you can just get up 10 minutes a day, meet yourself where you are, and you will get there.
That's a great point.
And don't be afraid of where you are. And you can always get better. So I feel like if we could just let ourselves know to move. And then also the food we're choosing to eat. We have a lot of processed food. We have a lot of artificial sweeteners that are really killing us. And if we could just make one or two changes, it doesn't seem so hard.
Incrementally. Simple. Just a simple thing. You know, you made a very good point. If we start moving, even if we have joint pain, we're overweight, so on and so forth, but if simultaneously we're doing that little bit incrementally from a moving perspective and we're changing our diet and adding the vitamin D, adding the omega-3s, fish oil, that will help as well. Tony? Your parting shot.
My parting shot. My parting shot is that if you're going to make a change for the positive as far as your overall health, is that number one, first and foremost, you need to be proactive. I don't care if it's, you know, the working outside or if it's a nutrition piece or whatever it may be. Okay, that's first and foremost. You are the boss of your own health. Okay,
amen.
And the second thing is this, is that you need to create a relationship with your healthcare practitioner. Okay? That is a one-on-one relationship, okay? And you need to be able to go to that person and say, hey, I need to look at this, or I want to take a stronger approach to this or whatever.
We are the customer.
Okay, so here's my point, is that if you have a problem in your house with your plumbing, you have your plumber's phone number,
yes.
Okay? I've got my doctor's cell phone number. I told him I'm not calling you to ask what the weather is out there, okay? You need to create a relationship with that person, just like you create a relationship with your banker,
amen.
You know, a realtor, whoever it may be, okay? But this is just not this omnipotent, you know, sort of like, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what needs to be done. I question everything that I'm told. I went to Michelle last year. My doctor's driving me nuts. I got high cholesterol. You know, it's because my HDLs are a little bit way off. My ratio is perfectly fine. She said, ask them for a coronary calcium score. Okay? I get that done. Zero.
How about that?
I look up the study online from Baylor University. The vast majority, same thing. They only prescribe based on the total cholesterol number, not the ratio. Okay? And that's what you need to get away from. Question everything. Create a relationship with your doctor. And that's probably the most proactive thing you can do for your overall health.
So we have been programmed generationally not to ask questions, and Tony made a great point, as did Michelle, and I want to thank you both for coming in this morning. Ask questions. Unfortunately, Mike, I'm not going to be able to get to you this morning. However, you just got back from Germany, and yes, the markets are different. I want to thank you all very much for listening this week. I truly hope you enjoyed the shows, the guests, and the information we shared. It is my hope you have been enlightened. Thank you very much to Michelle and Kristen for always doing a phenomenal job producing, Julie on the news, and Gary on sports. Thank you very much to Chuck Whitaker for doing such a great job this morning. And the fact is, I also want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for giving me the opportunity. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is your love and your hope. And it is my hope and prayer that we are able to do this again soon. Thanks again, and never forget, never ever forget, the truth has no agenda. For those who think The American citizen is too immature for the truth. Guess what? You are too immature for power. The truth will always set us free. Amen. We'll see you soon. Be safe and have a very blessed and joyous new year. Take care.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...